Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalms, chapter 127. We're looking at how to make a house a home. The Bible says in Psalm 127:1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." The Bible says in verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." This morning we want to begin this thought by saying that in order to have a home, to make a house a home, it must be divinely founded. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." If we are to ever make a house a home, it's going to take God's hand. Now, one of the things that fathers need to realize that the best they can do, that all of our work is in vain unless God build the house. All of our work trying to knit a home and knit a family and raise godly children is in vain except the Lord build the house. So many, it's in the male ego to say, "I can do it. I can handle this. I can make this happen." Well, the Lord, I believe, wants to convey the truth that no, you can't. Except the Lord build it. Oh, no, we can put the roof on and the shingles and we can, you know, frame it up and we can do the physical part. And it's not that we can't build a house. And so many contractors are in our area that could build a house from the ground up. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking a house and making it a home. And that, my friend, takes the hand of the Lord. And so the scripture details here concerning our working in vain. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." And then to protect that house, the Bible goes on to say, "Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." In other words, as hard as we try to protect our home, as hard as we try to offer every safety and to try to keep, you know, sharp objects away from our children, and on we could go, and all the things we do to try to keep our children safe, except the Lord keep our house, except the Lord keep our home, then the truth of the matter is all the smoke detectors and all of the burglar alarms and all the other things are but in vain. And so the scripture tells us that without our home being divinely founded, that our work is in vain. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." That our watching is in vain, all the precautions that we might take. "Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." But then the Bible goes on to tell us that our worry is in vain. Now, if we are responsible adults and especially responsible fathers, then certainly we're going to be concerned for our wives and for our children. The Bible tells us, though, that it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. And, of course, we're talking here about worry and our worrying being vain. Our working is in vain except the Lord. Our watching is in vain except for the Lord. And the same is true for our worry. It is in vain. It's up to the Lord to supply these things. You think about our worry and ourselves, taking it on ourselves and trying and making it our responsibility. It's a vain thing, the Bible says. It's exacting to rise up early, sit up late. I mean, it's tiring. And then the Bible says to eat the bread of sorrows. It's an excruciating thing. And then the Bible says it's an exhausting thing. "For so he giveth his beloved sleep." Can I say, if our foundation is correct, then we won't have, if we'll start our children on the right foundation, we won't have to stay up late and get up early wondering where they are and wondering when they're going to come home by the help and grace of the Lord. Divinely founded, "Except the Lord build the house, it'll never become a home." Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you'd help us as fathers and grandfathers, that we'd raise up children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.